to talk about the invitation of purpose. And just to give you a little bit of my backstory, I know a lot of people already know me on the call, but no one ever tells you how hard it will be to reclaim your identity and your value once your sport ends. Like, nobody ever prepared me for that. And it's been one of the biggest challenges of my life. So 8 years ago, probably to this day, because we always met on Tuesdays, I was sitting in a similar seat, just like y'all, playing basketball. And that was my place, y'all. That was my home. That's where I maximized my purpose, my talents, my gifts. Like, it, y'all know how it is. And then all of a sudden, after basketball ends, it's not that I lost my purpose, but I lost my place. I lost the place where I could really add value and produce. And so that process of finding a new place, it can be tough. It's not always easy. And so I want to talk about what it looks like when God gives us an invitation, just like Stephen Furtick gave his son an invitation. He said, I need $260. And God gives us these invitations all the time. Like, for instance, when the Lord puts something in your life that you weren't prepared for, like all of COVID in 2020, like, it is a whole invitation. Like, I wasn't ready for this, and I don't know why you're asking up all of this from me. Like, and we see in the Bible that the invitations like this happen all the time. And so the one I want to really talk about today is Abram. This was before he was Abraham. And Caitlin, do you have that verse? No? Okay, don't worry about it. I can just pull it up. So Abram says, Abram's been kind of in his, doing his thing. He's 70, y'all, he's 75 years old. Think about that. Think about, and he's amassed like a great family. He's done great things in his life. And then the Lord comes to him and he says, hey, get up and go to a place I'll show you. I'm thinking like, Lord, did you really just ask me? First of all, I've been here for 75 years. Like, can y'all really think about this? Where you are in your sport right now, right? How long have you been playing? Like, Jacqueline, how long have you been playing volleyball?
I'm in my 12th year.
12 years. 12 years playing volleyball. Like, I started playing basketball when I was 2, y'all. So can you imagine? 22. I've been doing this for 20 years. And I'm comfortable here. Like, why would you tell me to get up and go somewhere else? Like, I don't want to do that. And he said, leave your father, leave everything that you know, get up. And then he didn't even tell him where he was going. Go to a place I'll show you. That's what an invitation looks like. It's like, God, I'm not sure that you are really like coming correct right now. Like, I think you might want someone else. Like, I don't understand why you're telling me to get up at a place that I've been producing. And it's not just like that Abraham has, you know, failed at this place, or he wasn't producing in this place. No, he's been doing really well. And God still says, all right, I want to take you to the next level. And that's the God that we serve. He's never satisfied with us staying where we are. He's always going to call us to deeper and more and new. He says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. And do you not perceive it? Like, and so I want to talk about this invitation, because a lot of times when new or different things or things that cause uncertainty, things that cause a shift in our lives, things like COVID and all of 2020, when they happen, things that happen in your sport, when those shifts happen, sometimes we see it as punishment, sometimes we see it as a setback, sometimes we can see it as a disappointment. And that's been me. Most of my life, that's been me. Whenever I finished basketball, like Caitlin said, I worked in TV, and then I worked in Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Then I came and worked on the basketball team. After the basketball team, I worked in student athlete development. Y'all have been somewhere everywhere. And I'm like, okay, God, like, when do I get to settle down? Because I feel like I've been wandering. And what the Lord has been showing me is that wandering is not a punishment. If the Lord tells you to get up and go, he's not punishing you. What he's doing is giving you an invitation of purpose. And so I want to break down what purpose means, because it matters. We say this word purpose all the time, but it's kind of like lofty, right? It's up here. It's like, how do I bring it and put it right here? And so purpose breaks down into three really easy things to grasp. It's identity, it's value, and it's production. So it's who am I? It's what am I worth? And it's what do I do with that? And so think about, we'll just do a huge overview of Abram's story. He says, Abram, you've been doing great. 75 years, great job. Get up, go where I'll show you. Do you know on that journey, and I don't know if y'all know his story. I mean, he had so many different ups and downs. Like, I mean, he created a whole nation that was not in God's plan. And then, you know, he tried to sell, I mean, not sell his wife. He tried to give his wife away and tell the people that this was his sister. I mean, he was just doing all sorts of things, but this is the father of faith that we're talking about. And throughout that process, God changed Abram's name. That's identity. He said, you are Abram right now, and I know what I see in you is Abraham. So I am going to send you on this journey because you don't see that you're Abraham right now, but you are. And that's what Stephen Furtick was saying. I know what I put in you from the very beginning. He said, I know I gave you $260. You don't know it. You don't know what I put in you. But do you know that God, the God of the universe, he also created us. And when he created us, he said, let us make man in our own image, right? And then he said, he blessed us and he said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. He gave us dominion, right? And we settle for disappointment. He gave us dominion and we settle for distraction. He gave us dominion and sometimes we settle for all these other things that the Lord didn't give us. And you know what's so crazy is that God created everything, right? So I look at the sun. The way the Lord created the sun was the same way that he created us. I mean, he actually took more time with us because he got in the dirt and formed us. But he spoke a word and the sun came. And do you know for as long as the sun has been around, it's never missed a day? It has done what the Lord has said every single day since he spoke it. And it's because when the Lord spoke it, he said, and it is so. And then when he created us, he said, let us make man. What did he say? In our own image. What did he give us? Identity. And then he said, be fruitful. What did he give us? Value. And then he said, and multiply. What was that? Production. So from the very beginning, he placed purpose inside of us. And then he said, and it was so. So my question is, if he said, and it was so for the sun, and the sun hasn't missed a day, why do we go all around trying to find purpose when he already gave it to us? I mean, it's as sure as the sun is going to rise and set that there's purpose on the inside of you. It's not something that you have to find. It's something that's already inside of you. And when the Lord gives you an invitation, what he's doing is he's calling out the purpose that you don't even know exists in you yet. And so I love what he said to Abraham. He said, get up. No, Lord, I don't want to get up. I really have been enjoying everything I've been doing right here. I don't want to get up. I want to stay right where I'm at, very comfortable here. This is really good for me. Mm-mm. Get up. Go to a place I'll show you. And what I want you to do right now, I want you to think about the places in your life where the Lord is asking you to get up. Where is the Lord really kind of inviting you on a journey of purpose? And what does that look like? What would it look like to say yes to the Lord? What would it look like to be like Abraham and say, I'm going to leave everything that I thought I knew, and I'm going to go with the Lord? And you know what's crazy, y'all? You can get up, and you could choose to get up, or life will make you get up. Child, let me tell you. When I tell you the journey that I have been on, it hasn't been pretty. But most of the time, it's because I am fighting the invitation. And the Lord's just like, okay, we can sit here and wait all day. But at some point, you're going to have to get up. And so I love it because Abraham, he says, all right, Lord, I guess I'm going to pick up my family and I'm going to go. And along the journey, the Lord says, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. What did he introduce Abraham to? Value. I don't know who Abram was before he got up, but on his way, he understood that he was the father of many nations. And really, I want y'all to get this, because he didn't become the father of many nations on his way. He was already the father of many nations, but he was not in that place. And so place really does call out purpose. So when the Lord is telling us to go, it's because there's a place he wants us to be, because that place is going to call out a new part of who we are. And so really thinking about where you are right now in your sport, this is a place that you produce every single day. Like, you know exactly how to get where you are in your sport. You know exactly the drills that you need to do. You know exactly how much film you need to watch. You know exactly how to get better. You have a game plan for every single thing. What are you doing on a daily basis? You are producing. You understand who you are in your sport. Every day you are affirming your value and also giving value to others. And every day you produce. It's so crazy that when we look at our lives, sometimes that doesn't translate. So when you're asking the Lord, because I asked him, I said, okay, Lord, like, basketball's over. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what I'm good at. I don't know where my place is in this world. So Lord, what is my purpose? Help me find it. Help me figure out what it is. And when you ask the Lord, have y'all ever asked the Lord questions that you feel like he's not giving you an answer to. Like, it's like, God, I've asked you this. Now I would like an answer. Like, how many times do I have to ask before you speak up? And that was a question that I asked the Lord probably most of since I was 22, probably all the way to literally, I'm 30 now, 29. I was wandering, trying to figure it out, trying to find purpose. And do you know, if you try to find purpose and ambition, the only thing it's going to give you is a busy schedule and an empty heart. Like, it's not worth it. So I'm like, Lord, help me find it. What is it? What do you want me to do? And do you know the Lord said, I'm not going to give you an answer. I'm going to give you an invitation. Because when you feel like you are lost, I've had so many moments where I felt completely lost. And do you know, the Lord told me, Brooke, how can you be lost if you are with the way? Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And God asked Abraham to get up and go to a place. I'll show you. What does that mean? He will be there along the way. So how could Abraham be lost? I don't know where I'm going, but I am not lost. I'm with the way. And it's that is a mindset, because you know what I've been doing? I haven't been lost. Even though I've been wandering, I haven't been lost. But guess what I have been doing? I've been acting lost. I've been allowing what it looks like to determine who I am. If I say I am lost, I'm attaching that to my identity. And it's just not true. The Lord says that I'm found. And so I want you guys to really think about, where are the places in your life that you've attached something that's not true to your identity? Because when you do that, it impacts the value that you think you have and the value that you bring to the world. When you show up, what do you bring? That's your value. And the way you think about yourself impacts your value. But understand this, your value impacts your production. And so when I was at my lowest low, y'all, I literally stopped producing. I literally stopped. I said, I can't do it anymore. I don't have anything to give. I'm barren. I literally thought I was barren, have nothing left. But that's crazy, right? Because Stephen Furtick's son, he thought he had nothing in that wallet, but he had $260. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Like, when you think you have nothing left, you have the life of Jesus Christ on the inside of you. And it's like, at some point, we have to stop agreeing with whatever lie says that we are not enough, whatever lie that is saying I'm lost, whatever lie that's saying I'm not going to make it, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. Because the Lord gave us from the beginning purpose. And let me tell y'all something. This is what gets me excited. Purpose is playing for you. You're not playing. It's not you out there making moves and trying to get everything done. No, it's what the Lord placed inside of you from the beginning that is out there playing for you. And so what our place is to get up and follow. Go to the place that the Lord will show you. And I'll tell you what, when you produce out of that place, that kind of production doesn't leave you feeling empty at the end of the day. That's the type of production where God says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and have dominion over it. The reason why he said that is because he knew when he asked you, you would get up and you would follow. And so to end this, I really want you to think about your production. Are you producing right now and feeling like it's all for naught? Like all of my doing is not even worth doing. If you feel like you're in that space right now, tired, like worn out, just don't got nothing left. If you feel like you're in that space, peel back to value and peel back to identity and see who's playing for you. Is it purpose? Or did somewhere along the way, something else get attached to your identity? And something else get attached to your value? And that's what's causing the production. Let me tell you something. You're going to produce either way, because that's what the Lord spoke over your life when he made you. You have no choice. You're going to produce. The question is, what are you going to produce? Are you going to fill the earth with the purpose that the Lord put inside of you? Or are you going to fill it with something else? That's it. That's all I have.
Brooke, thanks so much for sharing with us. It's great to see you. The thing that sticks out for me from you, Brooke, is one, that you love the Lord, and because of your love for the Lord, you love people, because it's about relationships. So thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming back and sharing with the group tonight. You can join any Tuesday night you would like. We would love for that. It's just been a blessing to have you back. And as I was listening to you speak, there's a couple of things that kind of hit me. One is you're talking about Abraham. The Lord brought him to a crisis of belief, of really saying, are you going to believe what I say? Right? He says, get up and leave your home and go to where I'm going to show you, but I'm not even going to tell you right now where you're going. So it's a crisis of belief. And so the Lord comes into all of our lives at different times and with a crisis of belief and saying, are you going to believe me? Believe what I say and follow me. But then when we do, our purpose becomes clear. And our production doesn't become about us, but it becomes about him. And that gives us our identity, our true identity in Christ, and not what the world says. So thanks for reminding us of that. I've shared this before, and I'm trying to instill this in my children. And it's this: is if you walk with Jesus, you'll always get to your destination. And I think that's so true. As we see Abraham walk with God, and he got to his destination, even though he had a lot of bumps in the road, like all of us do. The thing about Abraham was he continued to come back and walk with the Lord. So there's a place for failure in the midst of purpose. But the grace of God brings us back onto the right path if we follow it and continue to walk with him. So, Brooke, thanks again for sharing with us. Brooke's going to hang out for a few minutes. If any of you would like to say it's the same thing to her or ask her any questions or get some more insight and wisdom from her as she's continues to walk with the Lord, or have any questions for her about her career in TV or as an athlete or anything you'd like to ask her. So, thanks, guys, for tuning in tonight. Again, Caitlin and I are around. We're on campus. We actually have a Bible, too, that's if you'd like to get it, actually has a whole list of scripture that talks about your identity in Christ that you can get and look at and can be a great encouragement to you. So let me pray us out, and then you